This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Torrential rainstorms and flooding in southwest Montana has washed out numerous bridges, forced the closure of roads, and forced evacuations. Bridges have washed out in high waters along Rock Creek, threatening bridges along Highway 308 into Red Lodge, on the Yellowstone River, and high water threatens structures along the Gallatin River and Madison River, among others. Rock Creek at Red Lodge has breached the riverbank at the 19th Street Bridge, and the bridge is impassable, as is the Highway 308 Bridge. Washed-out bridge and river debris blocked part of Rock Creek early Monday morning, diverting floodwater into Red Lodge. There are several closures in the city of Red Lodge from the flooding Rock Creek. Normally, the creek is at about 500 cubic feet per second this time of year, but it peaked at over 2,000 CFS Monday morning. Northwestern Energy customers in Red Lodge have lost power due to severe flooding in the area, with no estimated date or time of restoration of power, as the power lines have been destroyed or compromised. In Joliet, the washed-out Highway 308 bridge was destroyed by the high waters of Rock Creek. Red Lodge's city water main has been contaminated and shut off. The city's Public Works Department is looking for alternative sources of clean water. Officials are urging residents to boil water for consumption. Around Red Lodge, an evacuation order has been issued for South Kainu Avenue, the island at Rock Creek, and for areas east and west of Rock Creek. Many of the rivers in southwestern Montana are flowing above normal. The Gallatin River is cresting House Rock with flows higher than 8,000 cubic feet per second and is predicted to continue to rise tomorrow. The U.S. National Weather Service has issued a flood warning through Wednesday. The water is running cold, fast, and dangerous. The Upper Madison River is also running fast, high, and dirty. Hebgen Reservoir is now 100% full and rose 6 inches yesterday. Northwestern Energy is reporting that Hebgen is currently at flood stage with 4,500 CFS of water entering the lake. Along the Madison River, the Wolf Creek and Sun West bridges are flooded and impassable. The Stillwater River near Columbus has reached flood stage. The Stillwater River normally flows this time of year at about 3,200 cubic feet per second, but is flowing at 18,000 cubic feet per second or more. In Stillwater County, extensive flooding was reported around the Absorica, Nye, and Fishtail areas along the Stillwater River. The bridge to the Stillwater mine has washed away, stranding workers at the mine and campers in the area. The Yellowstone River at Billings, normally at 24,000 CFS, is flowing at 53,000 CFS. The Clark's Fork of the Yellowstone, normally at around 3,500 CFS, is flowing at 11,000 CFS. The Yellowstone River stream gauge at Corwin Springs is showing record water flow, with the river at its highest stage since 1918, and waters are still rising. There's major flooding in the Paradise Valley. Old Highway 10 between Park City and Columbus is flooded and the road is closed. The Beartooth Highway is closed. Highway 78 is closed between mile markers 19 and 21 due to damage to the bridge at Roscoe. A bridge washed out near Chicken Creek on West Rosebud Road, and multiple roads are flooded and impassable along the Yellowstone River and many southwest Montana rivers and creeks. Park County officials said rain falling on snow is causing extraordinary runoff and flooding. Parts of U.S. Highway 89 are closed because of mudslides, rocks, and water on the road. U.S. Highway 89 south around Yankee Jim Canyon is closed due to more than 3 feet of water on that road. East River Road southeast of Emigrant is closed because of flooding. Tom Minor Bridge near Emigrant, a steel structure, was torn from its moorings and the riverbank and washed away Monday morning. Video showed the bridge structure floating down the Yellowstone River. The embankment along U.S. Highway 89 near Gardner is falling into the Yellowstone River. Gardner is cut off from access due to flooding and bridge destruction. A boil order is in effect in Gardner after a water main break. The Yellowstone River in Park County is closed to all recreational use due to public safety risks caused by extremely high water levels, endangered and failing infrastructure, flooded and impassable access roads, and limited availability of search and rescue resources. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.